managing and protecting your assets through living trusts requires reliability and expertise. Garrett Monroe is more than a singular voice for estate planning. It's actually a pen name for a team of seasoned professionals, each bringing a wealth of knowledge and proficiency. Our collective background includes estate planning, retirement solutions, and the strategic implementation of living trusts, among other financial planning areas. We've collectively drafted numerous books on various subjects, offering tailored advice to individuals and families seeking to protect their assets and ensure their legacies. The knowledge in this book is drawn from years of hands-on experience in financial advising, estate planning, and a deep understanding of the details involved in setting up living trusts. Our team members have been directly involved in the development and execution of estate plans, leveraging living trusts as a vehicle for achieving clients' personal and financial goals. As Garrett Monroe, our unified goal is to help you create and benefit from living trusts. This book will equip you with the knowledge and tools needed to make informed decisions that reflect your wishes and best serve the interests of your beneficiaries. So as you proceed through the following chapters, you can be confident that the insights shared are rooted in extensive experience and a commitment to providing practical, actionable advice. We're here to help you secure your assets and safeguard your family's future through the use of living trusts. What we'll be covering. Here's a short overview of what each chapter offers. Chapter 1, Getting Familiar with Living Trusts. This chapter introduces the basics of living trusts, breaking down their components, types, and benefits. It shows why living trusts are essential for estate planning and details the roles of trust makers, trustees, and beneficiaries. By the end of this chapter, you'll clearly understand what living trusts are and why they matter. Chapter 2, Debunking Common Living Trust Misconceptions. Here, we'll tackle some common myths surrounding living trusts, such as the notion that they're only for the wealthy or are overly expensive. This chapter clarifies misconceptions, highlighting the value that living trusts provide to estates of all sizes and demonstrating their cost-effectiveness compared to traditional probate processes. Chapter 3, For Love and Money, The Whys of Creating a Living Trust. Discover the reasons behind establishing a living trust, from avoiding probate and protecting your heirs to managing your assets in the event of incapacity. This chapter looks at the peace of mind and financial savings that living trusts can offer, setting the stage for the practical steps that follow. Chapter 4. Let's get specific. Creating your living trust. We'll dive into drafting your living trust document, selecting the right trustee, and understanding how to fund your trust correctly. This chapter provides an understanding of creating a living trust tailored to your needs, with actionable advice and considerations for choosing trustees and successor trustees. Chapter 5, Tax-Savvy Trusts, Amping Up Your Financial Legacy. Learn how living trusts can help mitigate estate and income taxes while understanding the implications for gift taxes within your trust. This chapter helps you with strategies for your financial legacy for tax purposes. Chapter 6, Staying Current, Updating Your Living Trust. Your living trust will change as your life changes. This chapter guides you through updating your trust in response to major life events, changes in wealth, or adjustments in your estate planning goals. It covers the essentials, such as amendments and restatements. Chapter 7, Trusts, Risks, and Drawbacks You Need to Know. It's crucial to be aware of potential risks and drawbacks to living trusts. There are many benefits, but knowing the downsides is essential. This chapter addresses the most common issues and provides guidance on avoiding them. Chapter 8, How Living Trusts Impact Beneficiaries. We'll look at the effects of living trusts on beneficiaries, from inheritance timing to tax implications. The chapter will also cover the trustee's role for managing and distributing the trust assets themselves. Chapter 9, Trusts Today, Managing Your Digital Assets. Your online presence and digital assets need protection too. This chapter covers how to incorporate digital assets like social media accounts and cryptocurrencies into your living trust. Chapter 10, Post-Death Trust Administration. What happens now? Finally, this chapter details the trust administration process after the trustor's death, including steps for trustees to manage and distribute assets. It provides